listening to Fresh Take.
You're listening to the Fresh Take Network.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What to do? Welcome to the ISO, Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot, and folks, the Canadian madness is heating up. We have some finals set up for U Sport and for CCAA in both the men's and women's all over the place, and we're going to get a chance to talk to you about who is going where in this great scheme of Canadian collegiate basketball. We start off and have to give a shout out. Let's talk about the St. Mary's Lightning. They are going to the CCAA National Championship after a terrific game beating the Mohawk Mountaineers after dropping 13 points in the fourth quarter, having a really big second, dropping 24 points in the second quarter. Let's give a shout out to the Player of the Year, Matlin Miller, who had 13 points, but we got to talk about Jasmine Kellogg. Knocked down 5 threes in this one. Had 30 points in this one. 3 rebounds. And helped lead the St. Mary's Lightning to their first ever national championship game under first-year coach Abdel Farag. What a job that this Mary's team has done. They go to the championship in the ACAC Finals. They end up losing to rival Sate, but now have a chance to win the national championship in Abdel's first year as head coach, the last year for Miller and Kellogg as seniors, a potential storybook ending for this Mary's team. This St. Mary's program has continued to impress, whether it be on the men or the women's side. We just saw Caleb Jip break the ACAC record for points in a season, and now this women's team has an opportunity to be the national champions, led by the Player of the Year, Matlin Miller, not just the CCA Player of the Year, also won the ACAC Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. So she's racking up all the accolades right now. Jasmine Kellogg doing great. You know, Kendall Russell, only 7 points in this one, but she has been fantastic. Hidalgo, I've really loved what she's done in this roster for this team. She played 40 minutes in this game. She got 7 points, grinded out, played fantastic. And the St. Mary's team now will move on to the final against a CBC Bearcat team that beat the Sate Trojans for the championship game coming up this Saturday at 7 o'clock Atlantic time. For us here on the West Coast, where I record that, I believe that is 4 o'clock for that game. So a congratulations to the St. Mary's Lightning and everyone involved there. A terrific story from this team, and they have an opportunity now to capture gold and go out with a fantastic finish to what has been a fantastic series for St. Mary's. And let's talk about the bronze medal game. It'll be the Sate Trojans going against Giant St. John, and a terrific game from the Trojans to get to the bronze medal. Obviously, losing to CBC to not advance to the gold medal game, to have a potential ACAC championship rematch, but they beat a very good VIU Mariners team to advance to the bronze medal game, and the Trojans come roaring back, dropping 30 points in the fourth quarter. And in this one, they were led by Macy Mulholland, who dropped 21 points. She dropped 7 trays in this one. Macy, who is a senior, one of her last games as a Sate Trojan, she absolutely balled out. How's about a near wall? Perfect at the line in this one. 6 assists. Brookie B, 14 points in this one. A rare off-shooting night for Vlada Hozalova. She went 3 of 7 in this one. But Sate Trojans, they are now moving on to the bronze medal game, where they'll have a chance to add to their ACAC championship with a bronze medal. So the ACAC has a chance to walk away with the national championship and a bronze medal. What a job by this league. The ACAC having a tremendous set of athletes, and it's a swan song too for a lot of these players. Like I mentioned, Maiden Miller Sr., Jasmine Kellogg Sr., Brooke Baker Sr., Anir Wall Sr., Joy Victor is a senior, Macy Mulholland is a senior. I could go on and on and on. A lot of seniors all across the ACAC on the women's side of things. And it's going to be very sad to see them go, specifically as me as a broadcaster. You know, you get to watch these players start as freshmen, go with seniors, and you want more time to see these terrific players play. This is why I've continually said we need a second women's league. Like we have the CBL, we need a women's league so we get a chance to see these fantastic athletes ball out on the next level. And I really hope that one day, hopefully in the near future, we will have that women's league so I get a chance to see these players play at the next level, because it just feels so unfair to say goodbye to them and not see them play again. So hopefully one day we get to see them play at another level, but I digress. So right now for the CCAA side of things, it'll be the St. Mary's Lightning taking on the CBC Bearcats for the national championship, and then Giants de St. John will face the St. Trojans for the bronze medal game. We will see if the two Calgary clubs walk away with a national championship and a bronze medal. Four talented teams. Can't wait to see how that plays. On the men's side of things, your national championship game will be the Humber Hawks versus the Durham Lords, and your bronze medal game will be the Vanier Cheetahs versus Jean de Bourdouf for the bronze medal game for that. And you can catch that all on the CCAA site on that one. The Keanu Huskies in that one were able to capture their placement match in that one, winning that one 74-64. The Briarcrest Clippers weren't able to advance to get to the bronze medal semifinal, so no ACAC teams having an opportunity to win a national championship for the first time in 2 years. Obviously, Sate and Keanu going back-to-back for ACAC teams to win the national championship. That streak is now ended, and a new league will be defending the title of national champion. We will see who that is. We move on now to U-Sport. And for the women's side of things, we still do not know what our gold medal game for that's going to be. We have the Saskatchewan Huskies taking on the UBC Thunderbirds. Obviously, a big home crowd is expected for UBC going against Lisa Tomaitis and that Husky team that's always good. And then Carleton versus Ottawa. That'll be taking place at 8 o'clock tomorrow as well. And then in the fifth place game, you'll have the Pandas of Alberta taking on Laval, and which will be the last game of Claire Signatovich, one of the best players we got a chance to see in Canada West, a consistent defensive player of the year. So it'll be very unfortunate to see, again, I'm going to go over and over this, a really talented athlete that we're not going to get the chance to see because there is no pro side of things for the women. And I'd love a chance to see more Claire Signatovich, because I got a chance to see her win the Canada West Championship. She was an absolute defensive presence in that one. We see it from her winning defensive award after defensive award. And so I would recommend to everyone tomorrow, 3 o'clock, CBC Gym, CBC YouTube on sports, whatever the way that you watch it, make sure you tune in for this game. All the tremendous players on Laval. And for me personally, Claire Signatovich was a player that, in my 12 years of broadcasting, is one of the best players I've got an opportunity to see, and I recommend everyone get a chance to see her a lot more because she has been tremendous. Let's go and talk about the men's side of things. We have our national championship set up for the men. It'll be on Sportsnet airing. First off, we got to start off with Victoria. Face the Calgary Dinos in the semifinals. They were undefeated at the time. Well, they still have only lost that one time so far, losing to the Calgary Dinos. They beat Ottawa in this one, and it's all about Jeffrey James in this one. Jeffrey James had an absolute stellar game, 21 points in this one. Schmid had 18 points in this one. Ronaldo Robinson, 11, but James was on fire, shooting 50% from downtown, knocking down 5 threes in this one. And UBC will advance. Ottawa tried to push a little bit there down the stretch, having a 21-17 fourth quarter, winning the second quarter. But Victoria started off 23-10 in the first. And then, like I said, the consistent play by Jeff James, specifically in that first quarter, He was just absolutely electric, on fire, couldn't miss from anywhere. Coming off an injury last year, he played for that State Trojans team, got injured before State traveled to the National Championship and the ACAC Championship, but has came back with an absolute vengeance right now, as on the precipice, didn't win the Canada West Championship, but an opportunity now to win the National Championship, which a lot of people thought that they had an opportunity to be, being number one ranked for most of the season in the U Sport rankings. And then we look at the other team, the University of Calgary Dinos. They win 87-54. Another great game from Nate Petrone in this one. Double-double, 30 points, 10 rebounds in this one, 8 assists in this one. They were without Noah Warden in this one, still suffering from an ankle injury. So Noah having to recover from that. And then the big, big loss from the big man, Declan Peterson, just plays 9 minutes. He goes down with a very bad injury, needed help off the court. We do not have any updates at this time on Declan Peterson. We are hoping that everything is okay with Declan. Just a tremendous athlete, a tremendous person. We are hoping for the best for him. The depth of this Calgary team really stood up, though. Sabaloskas came in, grabbed a few rebounds. Saran came in. He got 7 rebounds, 2 points. They did their jobs, not as scorers, but as rebounders, as defenders of what Declan brings to this team. They brought it on that end in this one. Alan Spoonhunter, he came off the bench. He had 7 points. I really liked what I saw from him. How's about Aiden Smith? He's starting to really find his way from downtown. He had 3 threes in this one. Daniel Bumanis, he got the start with Noah Warden on the bench. He goes 50% from downtown in this one. Dylan Lutz, he gets a 3 in this one, has 6 rebounds. And now we will have a rematch of the Canada West semifinals between Victoria and the Calgary Dinos. These teams have met a few times this year. They met in the Calgary Cup. They met in the semifinals, obviously. And now they meet head-to-head. Calgary won the semifinal matchup and beat them there, en route to beat UBC to be the Canada West champions. So now we have an all-Canada West matchup to see who will be the champions. That game will air on Sportsnet. I can't wait to see this game go down. For Nate Petrone too, he wins the Player of the Year for U Sports. So tip of the hat to Nate Petrone. Just an absolute. I've talked about the arc of Nate Petrone this year, but just in case for those that don't know it, let me do it one more time for y'all. You know, this is the guy that gets drafted by the Stingers. Unfortunately, the Stingers have a lot of depth. Nate doesn't crack the rotation on that team, practices with the Surge in the summertime. First time we really get to see him post-CBL situation is in an All-Star game versus the Filipino All-Stars. Nate comes out absolutely on fire in that one, does the same in the preseason, never really looks back, winning the Canada West Player of the Year and winning the U Sport Player of the Year. Now has a Canada West Championship. And as he always says, the job is not finished. He's got one more task on that list to complete one of the best seasons we have seen from an athlete in U Sport play. He has the conference championship. He is now hoping for the national championship. And Dan Van Horn is looking for another one in his legendary career after he broke the record for most wins by a Dinos coach. And for U of Vic, the tremendous season they had, a little bump in the road in the Canada West championship game. They are hoping to end the season the way they started it, winning all the way and then ending in a championship that they didn't win with Canada West. It's an absolutely electrifying matchup. There are so many stories in this, and we'll be waiting now. We get the extra day to wait. We wait to see what happens with Noah Warden. We wait to see what happens with Declan Peterson. So that's a lot of time to wait in between injuries. Noah Warden was on the bench. Looked okay. Hopefully he's feeling better. Prayers up for Declan Peterson. Tremendous athlete, tremendous person. And Victoria, you know that they are looking for revenge against this Calgary team. We are in store for a fantastic day of hoops on Sunday. We have a CCA final tomorrow for the men and the women. Then we have U Sport finals on Sunday. Then it's Selection Sunday for the NCAA. It is the best time of the year if you are a basketball fan. Heck, if you are a sports fan, it is the best time of the year. Canada basketball, showing what we have right now. And then the NCAA will take over for March Madness. And you can catch all the action, all the recaps, all the interviews right here on the ISO via Put It On The Board on the Fresh Take Network. Until then, I'm Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot. Cheers.